We know that when the virus first appeared in the population in Wuhan, it was extraordinarily well adapted to humans. And that's strange, you know? It should have been well adapted to bats. It's binding to the ACE2 receptor should have been better for bats than it was for the human ACE2 receptor. But in fact, it bound better to human. It caused many peptides. These are protein fragments that are made by this virus are identical to peptides that are made by mice and humans, but not other species. And that is pretty strong evidence that it was grown in mice or perhaps human adapted mice and human cell cultures in its development. It has a furin cleavage site that no other beta coronaviruses have. It has some unusual coding for amino acids. And so all these things make it, a very strange virus. It also causes an illness that is unlike anything we've ever seen before. But some of that potentially could have been engineered into it. So those are some of the reasons it looks to be a virus that de was developed probably originally from a virus that was found in the wild, but was adapted in the lab. And the next question is, was it done in China or was it done somewhere else? And that we don't know. Was it done? What did it get out into the human population by accident through a lab release? Or was it deliberately spread in the human population? We don't know that either. What we do know is that the Chinese covered up the origin and the Americans also covered up the origin. We know that the Chinese government paid for research in the Wuhan lab, and we know that the Tony Fauci's National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease also paid for research in that laboratory. So were these two, and the European Union paid for research there, so did other countries. It's a very curious, unexplainable fact that many different countries were paying for research on coronaviruses in Wuhan. And that researchers from a number of countries worked together in different countries on similar experiments in coronaviruses. The reason for that has never been explained. Tony Fauci has never been on television and admitted he knew anything about coronaviruses. And yet he spent hundreds of millions of taxpayer dollars to pay for this type of research, to develop organisms similar to SARS-CoV-2. So these are questions that are outstanding and need to be examined.